Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Honey's in the cream, that is what we are. With skincare routines, how can we be wrong? Use code NATCH with me to another world, and we serum for each other. Aha! From one podcast to another. Aha!
Now, was that a parody of Ghetto Superstar, or was that a parody of Islands in the Stream? You'll never know, because I won't tell you, because I'm mysterious. Welcome, everybody, to Natch Butte. Welcome to Natch Butte, the beauty comedy podcast where we laugh and we cry and we cream. I am your host and your guy, Jackie J, a.k.a. the beauty talk shock jock, your queen of creams, the host with the most serums, the freshest fringe on the West Coast, your favorite over 30 niche influencer, your kooky Southern Jewish aunt. Yes, honey, she converted to Judaism. Keep up, sweetie. Welcome to Natch Butte. What an exciting day today for everyone. The core mission of Natch Butte when I pitched this show was that I was going to hang out with friends and chat about self-care and beauty. And that's what you're going to get today. You are getting that because today my guest is a returning guest. And I'm going to be dead ass honest. One of the hardest I've ever laughed in my life was with this person, but also on Natch Butte, one of the hardest I've ever laughed on this show was when she was on last. And I feel like it was a low key moment that no one really appreciated but us, but that tracks. We were discussing how we both have dark brown eyes. And if there was ever an apocalypse, we would survive because our dark poop brown eyes can handle the brightness. And anyone with blue eyes would fall to the ground. And it was, again, you had to be there, I guess. But anyway, truly one of my favorite humans, a glam baby bear, a comedian, touring constantly around. We're going to discuss all of that. And I'm so excited to have my favorite person returning to Natch Butte, Miss JC Coakley. Welcome back to Natch Butte.
I am just over the moon because I stick to that's one of the funnier stories, the poop brown eyes.
Yes.
And I don't know if enough people really know.
No, truly, I've listened back to that moment multiple times and cried laughing again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And no one said anything to me, and that's fine. A lot of times this job is screaming into a void.
100.
You don't hear back. It's fine.
Yep.
I truly feel it is one of the funniest moments of this whole show. And if nobody else appreciates it, that's fine. But also, JC, the Ferris wheel incident.
Dead.
Which, again, we did explain on the show.
100%. Go back and listen.
Again, no one really got it.
No one will ever get it.
I feel like you and I have been in many situations where we're explaining it to other people. And they go, yeah.
Right. Well, that's
politely.
Usually how like creative artists work is that sometimes like they don't understand where our intelligence comes from. And they're not processing how funny it is.
I agree.
Okay.
Because JC and I were on a Ferris wheel at Bonnaroo together.
Mm-hmm, as
God,
one does.
That was so long ago.
Might have been 30 years, have been five. I have no clue.
I want to say it was like eight.
Yeah.
Another life.
Sponsored by Gap.
Sponsored by the Gap and Hello Giggles. We had a great time.
Great time.
Friendships were made.
Yeah. She got vegan nachos, and I'll be honest with you, not great.
Oh, by the way, have I sent you that clip?
Because
I have it. And I found it a few years ago, and it holds up pretty well.
Mm-hmm. It's very funny.
Once again, we were just stoned the whole trip and just laughing and having the best time. And go back and listen to JC's first episode if you want to hear more about the Ferris wheel incident. But that's not what we're here to discuss.
It's called Game of Dermis.
The Game of Dermis. Yes, that is the name of the episode. Welcome back, JC. Thank you for coming to the new Natch Butte HQ.
I can't believe it. You have your own headquarters. It's so sick here.
Thank you. I'm working on it. It's almost done.
Yeah.
You're the first person to be here with the new table.
I'm living for this wood.
Yeah.
Who does
this? Did you see the base? Honey, it's pink.
Wow.
Yeah, custom. We love a what? Custom. Honey, we're custom now.
She's so custom.
It's 2021. Jackie is custom.
I can't even process because your apartment that I remember seeing mm-hmm. you in was gorge.
Oh, it was fine, yeah.
Fine. You were there for a while.
7 years.
And I'll be honest with you, it didn't fit you now that I see this place.
Yeah.
Like, this is who you actually are.
Well, we deserved a little upgrade, yeah. sweetie.
Yeah, you did.
Okay?
Baby. Yep.
And mm-hmm. did we pull it off?
100.
We did.
Yeah.
We need to get to the warm-up questions, JC.
Sure.
My question for everyone, which you probably answered last time you were here, what type of skin do you have?
Funny you should say that. I have, I would say, olive skin mm-hmm. that has perhaps some undertones more of the warm.
Okay.
Less about the icy cold.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have oily. I do have smaller pores, but around the nose, quite big.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And then...
Thorough answer. I
know,
love it.
I think about it every day. I also had 18 months to really dissect what yes. my skin is like.
Stare in the mirror every day.
Yeah. Yeah. And I realized Japanese skincare is more my vibe.
Okay. We love that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Korean skincare obs, but yep. it's hard to keep up. Everything is yes. just a new cream and it's gelatin.
Always an emulsion of yep. some kind
some
coming
emulsion.
Out.
Yep, and they're like slapping their cheek yes. to get the cellulite out.
Ignite it.
Out. Yeah.
Yes.
Ignite it.
We love to ignite that yes. cell. Ignite the light.
Ignite that bright light.
Yes.
That's what they say when they do it. So yeah, I wouldn't say a combo skin because it's very rarely on the oily side because I do a nice base and
yes.
I protect my skin as best I can. So fudge, girl. I've got so much to talk about because I have new products that I think are spectacular.
I cannot wait to get to that part. This is a question that I don't believe you answered last time because it's a newer addition. JC, take me back. Take me back to those days when you were baby JC. Do you remember the first beauty product that you ever bought or used?
Wow. Okay. Wow. Bought or used. Okay. So used, because mm-hmm. clearly when mom went to work,
yes.
I sifted through that Lancome,
honey. Oh, yeah, honey.
I put on those.
Honey, she was a sleuth.
Sleuth, baby. Unlocking little perfumes. I had Chanel on. I had Lancome on.
Ooh.
I had Estee Lauder.
I was mixing all the scents.
Toxic. That's what I was. I was a toxic child. And then I would put on like mom's like maroon like lipstick from Clinique.
Oh, yeah, duh.
Duh. And then I think my first actual purch was probably like maybe it's Maybelline.
Uh-huh.
Because that was the thing that was like thrown at us a ton.
Yep.
So I would probably assume that it was like some sort of blush and a lipstick from Maybelline. I'd stayed in the pink genre, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
Because why not?
Yeah.
So that's for sure the first.
What an amazing answer. You would be a great beauty pageant contestant.
Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah. And world peace.
And world peace.
What's your favorite underwear? Now, I throw in a random question for everyone. And I was thinking about underwear because I was just watching SNL. Kim K was on and she owns Skims. I have yet to purchase. I really want to be honest, but I'm not because I don't want to give her any more of my money that she's got enough. But I'm like, I need some good ass underwear. And I thought, what underwear does JC wear?
Thank you for asking. So I stick to the cotton genre.
Okay,
babe.
Same.
Stick to cotton.
Come on.
Because listen.
Because we respect our pussies.
My pussy understands that it's definitely leaking at a rapid pace.
Yes, yes.
And it knows it needs a cotton swab.
That's good though.
Yeah. Oh,
that
it's
means
healthy.
You're fertile.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, I know. I see the men amongst town being
yes.
like
sniffing it out.
Are you wearing cotton panties? And I'm like, yeah, baby, I'm wearing my cotton panties. That said, I have a couple of lacy undies,
okay.
but also with the cotton tip as
yes,
well.
Yes, yes.
And I flip back and forth between the brands I like because I'm a sucker for just your classic made in the USA.
Mm-hmm. So, do you have a butt?
I do have a butt, but I worked on a movie over the summer and I feel like I worked so much that I lost my butt.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm actually working on getting my butt back.
Yeah.
And
how JC got her butt back.
JC got her butt back by doing some squats, like maybe 3 sets of 4 and then waiting about 2 weeks to do them again.
Yeah.
Because it hurts.
Yeah.
But I'm getting my butt back.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah, because I have a nice round one.
But yeah.
When we get thin and we get stressed, hon.
They start to.
It deflates.
Yes.
Like.
It's like a tire on an old bike. You got to pump it up, baby.
Yeah. Just a
going over too many rocks.
Too many.
Do that to you.
You're not a mountain biker. You're a glider,
hon. That's true. That's true, sweetie.
Beach cruiser butt.
Yes. Beach cruiser butt. Uh-oh. So far, that's front runner for title of ep.
Thank you.
Yeah. We love a game of dermis. Again, thorough answer. Would you say that you wear a full back or a thong more often? Or what's your kind of cut?
I was brief back in the day, but now I'm honestly operating on thong usually, and if not thong, nothing. Yeah, I know.
I put underwear on today for you, but you lately mm-hmm. I haven't been rocking undies. If I'm just wearing sweatpants or something, yeah. Why? What's the point?
Yeah, well, you wear them so high that I can only imagine your vagina has not actually had a chance to breathe.
Let me tell you something, JC. I ordered the long thinking I should do that. I'm 5'10". I thought, order the long. These are very long.
They're up to your breasts.
You know, literally.
And it's...
My nipples are tucked into the sweatpants.
And they look amazing. It's just...
It's a look. I'm a Pasadena mom now.
You're a Pasadena mom.
I'm watering the garden in my giant sweatpants up to my nipples.
Dead.
Here we are.
I'm obsessed with the style of that, though. This is like sort of 70s meets a little 90s. It's jumped over 80s because the color palette's not 80s.
Yeah. Fuck the 80s.
It's fuck the 80s.
Yeah. I actually love the 80s.
I know. It's pretty not bad. But I like the style of sweatpants. But that said, like, my underwear, I can definitely... not have it.
Yeah.
But the problem I have is, and I'm sure you experience it, is if you don't wear underwear one day or 2 days in a row,
yeah,
then your pantalones start to smell like what your underwear would smell like.
I haven't gone that far in my mission.
My dog has definitely told me about it.
Yeah. The dogs love... Mm-hmm. What's the nice way to put this? The dogs like to eat pussy.
Pussy juice.
Yeah. And this is something no one talks about. Mm-hmm. I remember a friend of mine got a new dog and called me just horrified, being like, there's something wrong with me. The dog keeps going in the laundry, getting out my panties, and just licking them raw.
Raw.
And I was like, this is every dog.
Every dog.
This is every woman, every person mm-hmm. with a vagina with a dog mm-hmm. has experienced this. So don't worry, you're okay.
Yeah. They go after the scent.
Yes.
I don't know how to describe it, but she will destroy my underwear if it's not up high.
Have you ever been somewhere... and a dog, you meet a dog and it just keeps sniffing your pussy in front of everyone. I was just in Del Mar and there was this Italian Spinoni at the pool. And I love to meet all breeds of dogs. I went over and I was like, I have to meet an Italian Spinoni. And it kept shoving its mm-hmm. damn snout in my cooter.
Yeah.
Embarrassing me in front of the owners. And I kept shoving it away and it kept going back. And I was like, we're all ignoring this, but it's happening.
It's funny because I actually push their head in further.
Okay, yeah.
I go,
you're like, you know what? Double down, sweetie.
I'm the pack leader.
Yeah.
You're going to sniff this puss.
That's right.
And then I just, both heads. And sometimes I'll take the owner's head.
Seal the deal.
See, you know? Everybody's involved.
Hey.
Yeah.
You've really painted me a visual and I love it.
Thank you.
Last question. Mm-hmm. And I think I asked you this last time, but this is an attribute after all. Miss JC, what is the most beautiful thing about you?
The most beautiful thing about me is and I only say this because I know you did Invisalign and you crushed it, mm-hmm. but I think the most beautiful thing about me is the fact that I have crooked bottom teeth and I spend almost every day back and forth deciding if I should keep them because they're unique or if I should Invisalign them and look like every person ever.
Yeah.
So I think what's beautiful about me is my indecisiveness.
Wow. That's a lovely answer. And I've never had that as an answer.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a good answer,
right?
It's
good. Yeah.
It's completely true. And I couldn't, and I go back and forth with my nose too. I'm like, do I want Kim's nose?
Yeah.
Or do I want to keep this like Roman Statue of David nose?
No, you can't change your nose.
No, I can't change
your
nose.
You cannot.
But there are so many people that have done like subtle.
Yeah.
And it like worked, right? But I know that like deep down, I'm going to end up getting like a Koreatown doctor who's like blind in one eye.
Oh, well, you're definitely not going to do that. If you're going, you better go.
Yeah, full on.
High end.
High end nose.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you're not.
I'm not.
I'm not either. Right. I've accepted the fact that my dad's DNA ruined my face and that I got his bulbous nose. Thank you, Dad.
I think it's smaller than mine, though.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is.
No, you have a point, though. Mine is round.
No, mine's round.
No.
No, you have a round, but I have this, like, it's mine.
Oh, I love it, though.
Mine is, like, thick here, like I've been punched at a hockey game.
Yeah, I see. Like a swollen effect.
Completely punched at a hockey game, not even during the game, at the concession stand.
Right. You got into an altercation about a chili dog or something. Yeah. You know what? We're both beautiful. We don't need anything done.
Right.
I will say about the teeth, though.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do Invisalign. I did one of the knockoffs.
Oh, what was that?
It was Candid.
I think you gave me some... No, you gave me Luminex the last time I was here.
I would recommend everybody do Invisalign.
Oh, shiza.
And go to the doctor. That's my expertise.
So Candid, was it like a DIY kit?
It was fine, and it did exactly what they said. But my dentist was furious at me.
Why?
When I told him I did it. because he was just like, these companies get sued because people's teeth fall out because they move too quickly. Now, I don't think Candid has, but I know Smile Direct has.
Smile Direct.
He also told me that my front teeth are off center now, which doesn't really bother me.
I can't really see that.
No. But you have to wear retainers every night for the rest of your life. That's everyone. That's Invisalign too.
Oh, what?
And your teeth are sore all the time. And it's just a lot. I don't know.
I don't know either. And there are sometimes where I'll be watching some videos that I make and I'll see my bottom teeth kind of come in and out. Now, granted, you look at your own flaws and features nonstop just because.
Well, beauty standards are so insane and the teeth in this town are insane.
It's basically like everyone just
has the same mouth.
One chiclet in for everybody. Yes. And they all, everything's pearly white and you're perfect.
It's like a 3D printer just prints the same chompers out. Ben Affleck, Hilary Duff, literally everyone.
I was trying to think of who Captain America is because his teeth are like,
Chris Evans.
His teeth.
He is fine.
I know he's fine.
I would not kick him out of bed for eating crackers.
I would not munch on those teeth. You know what I mean,
honey, he could sniff my undies any day.
Yeah, baby.
The body. He's got this one muscle on the back of his arms that's like
called cancer.
A growth. Yeah. It does. It looks like a growth. But like a big sexy girl.
Right. He's such a babe. Like Captain America, he like got up in one of his costumes and was like, his butt was there. And I just was, wow.
Yeah.
But again, he's cookie cutter. Mm-hmm. He's a babe, but it's cookie cutter, basic.
He's too commercially perfect looking. Yeah.
And to be honest with you, I think like me and Steve Buscemi would get along teeth wise because he really didn't give a fuck.
But here's the thing. He's a character actor.
I think so. I mean, I'm definitely not the leading bitch.
I'm not either. Yeah.
Like there's
our
no
noses
way.
Are too...
There's no way.
The noses aren't going to get those roles. Let's be honest.
They're not going to let us be the best friend.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be like the girl, the bitch.
Barista that gets in a fight at the
concession stand. Yeah.
Concession stand, fighter girl. No, we're joking, obviously, everybody. Yeah. We're beautiful.
We're perfect. Beautiful. Of course, yes.
But no, I get the teeth thing. I used to see my teeth in videos because my bottom teeth used to go, ew, ew.
They made that sound?
Accordion. Yeah, accordion. And now they're...
So
they did the best they could. I mean,
they're
without getting veneers, it did a lot of good.
It's pretty impressive. The thing is, the veneers, look, it's all that stuff could come with all the money in the world, it just is.
You have to get them redone every 10 years.
Every 10 years. They have to,
like,
shave
them. And you can accidentally eat something that shoots off. Lucia Agnello was on 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah, her teeth.
She was in Italy and bit into a baguette and her tooth flew off. And she had to go to some emergency surgery in Milan. They didn't do it right because they didn't speak English.
No, they put mozzarella in.
They did. It was like a soft cheese. She's like, something tastes really delicious. And knowing me, that would happen in the most inopportune place. Uh-huh. And I got to keep those real teeth in.
Yeah, I hear you. And I definitely know, like, deep down that I could be focusing my money on other things, like a private jet to Peru to do an ayahuasca retreat.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fine. I don't need new teeth if I can just do ayahuasca and then go into a past life and maybe...
Really love and respect your teeth.
Really love
after the journey.
Yeah, yeah. And just get that life is crooked and you're a bit crooked and it's all sexy.
Well, here's the thing. Somebody needs to take a stance against these beauty standards and it's going to be you and me. We're not going to get noses. We're not going to fix our fucking teeth. Yeah, baby, this is us. Take it or leave it.
Because we can't afford
it. Yeah, yeah, maybe that's the real reason, but still.
No, I agree. The standards to me, Jackie, have been like, they've just gotten more and more intense and in your face as we see them constantly in our hand.
That is 100%
because
why.
Your skin is gorge.
Thanks.
Me and you have
looking
been gorge since like, as far as we know.
Yeah.
As far as like sexy babes in their 30s go,
we're killing it.
We look phenomenal.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, we know that a little lash, a little gloss, a little bit of Bowie, Toxie, and a little bit of skincare.
Yeah, a little Bobo, a little SPF.
Ain't gonna hurt a soul.
No.
But when you dive into Kim Kardashian's waist was so tiny.
Yes.
On SNL.
She's been carved.
That's a carved.
A whittler.
She's
a professional
been,
whittler went in and carved her body.
It literally is as if they chiseled her rib cage.
They whittled.
She has three ribs, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, yeah.
In town. Three ribs, and they put all the rest of her ribs in
her
ankles.
Butt.
Okay.
Okay.
You heard butt.
Well, like boning.
Yeah.
You get boning for the shape.
Boning
like
for the
shape. Like a built-in corset.
Yeah, they corseted.
They broke her ribs out, weaved them, put them back in.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then took a little bit of the bone structure and made more hair out of it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. Because it's all her hair.
That's probably what they did, actually. They probably used the bone marrow and injected it into her head for better hair.
No question.
Yes.
And then as far as like Kim's face is concerned, like, and by the way, this is no one's shaming anyone. It's going, wow, this is this a person who was born out of womb this way?
Mm-hmm.
Or is this a person that was carved?
Created in a lab.
In a lab.
Yeah. You know what? We'll never know.
We'll never know. But that jumpsuit, though?
Oh, fire.
Fire.
I love a full jumpsuit, including a glove.
Wasn't it velvet?
It was velvet. But she wore like 10 of them.
Oh, I didn't she watch
wore,
the whole thing.
Oh, no. She wore a bunch.
Oh, my.
She wore one at the end. She wore one when she introduced Halsey.
Is this her brand?
I think this is her new thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, her new thing is the full suit with the glove.
Got it.
And her tans are so little.
Little tans.
I want to tell everybody.
She's little.
No, she. Have you ever seen her in person?
Yes.
She is
5'1".
5'1". I'm a pretty petite shouldered gal. She's skinnier.
Yeah.
She's smaller frame than
me. Mm-hmm.
Tiny. She's a tiny woman.
Mm-hmm.
Little arms. Mm-hmm. Her arms are smaller than mine.
Mm-hmm.
I saw when I saw her, I couldn't believe how little she was.
Yeah.
Petite.
And she's so petite. And her other sister, I wonder if it's the older one, is taller.
Chloe's my height, 5'10".
Yeah. Chloe's taller.
And the other, and Courtney's little like her.
She's petite as well. And then Kendall, tall, lanky model.
Yes.
And then Kylie.
Middle. Yeah.
Because she's definitely got more of an arm strength.
They have the Jenner DNA, though.
They have the Jenner DNA.
Yeah, they're not Kardashian.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. That's right. You're right. Mm-hmm. I forget because they all just blend.
This is the longest I've ever talked about the Kardashians on Ashview, and we must move on.
It's, of course, but it's recent. SNL.
It is recent. We love a hot topic on Ashview.
Yeah.
Okay, great answers, JC. Probably the longest warm-up I've ever had, and that's fine. We have a lot to cover, but we're good.
Oh, yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah.
You recently moved out of L.A.,
wow.
And I would like to discuss why, how has it been, and do you miss anything about this godforsaken city?
Yeah, I did technically move out of Los Angeles. Yeah. Prior to that, I was in Ojai, so it wasn't so far away.
Yeah, that's true.
I was
a transition.
Like, I transitioned over into Ojai. I was living on like a goat farm, and my best friend was a donkey. It was a whole thing.
Yeah.
And it was glorious and peaceful. But then I really took the leap when my schedule started to pick back up, and I moved to the glorious, most magical city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where I was born and raised, which I would never, ever have thought, hey, let's go back there.
Yeah.
But because they were filming so many movies and TV shows there now, I was like,
hey. Like what? Mayor of Eastwick?
Mayor of Easttown. League of Their Own, the new League of Their Own.
Oh, I have a couple fronds on that.
Mm-hmm. Rustin is a new film that's shooting now. Cha-Cha Real Smooth has Dakota Johnson. Mm-hmm.
My sister.
Literally
did you
looks
know
like
Don
you.
Johnson's my dad?
Right.
Yeah. And Melanie Griffith's my mom?
Stop.
Yeah.
Wow.
The secret's out, everybody.
I can't believe that's why you have such a cool
nepotism
house.
Rules yeah, this town.
Totally. You didn't earn a thing.
No.
And then I realized I could work as a local.
Yeah.
And like big fish, small.
We love a local hire.
Love a local hire.
Yes.
And so I actually directed a movie when I was out
nice.
There. Mm-hmm. A thriller.
Ooh.
So I got to work on a thriller feature film, and I was working with like cool makeup artists and like picking out the kind of blood that we're going to use and like doing choreography with the stunt coordinators. It was very cool.
My goodness.
That said, I'm close to moms.
Yeah.
Close to fam and close to the airport. And since I'm a traveling comedian and I'm now back on the high seas, I am able to go in and out as I please. I do miss LA. Here's why. The food.
Yeah.
The food.
Yeah.
The food.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable how blessed we are in delicious food department.
Mm. Something I take for granted. For sure.
Even your vegan food would be abysmal.
Oh, yeah. Probably. I've been other places.
It's abysmal.
Yeah.
So I miss that. And I love my friends and the weather, but my job takes me to remote places on different like islands. So I'm really getting what I want out of life. Like I wake up and I'm in the Bahamas one day, and then I wake up the next day and I'm in like Peru because I'm on an ayahuasca trip.
Or yeah.
Something like that. So being on a cruise ship's kind of got its perks.
Well, we're going to talk about cruise ship self-care in a minute.
Oh, my God. Oh, great. Because I have ideas.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good to know. The one thing that... I don't know, JC, you travel everywhere. So this is a good question for you. Does everywhere suck? Because sometimes I'm in this weekend, we took Chooch to get her vaccination. For everyone who doesn't know, there is a doggy influenza outbreak in LA. It's a doggy COVID flu that's killing dogs.
Stop.
So there, you have to get your dog vaccinated, and then there's the anti-vax dogs. It's a whole thing.
Oh.
So her vet was having a vax clinic.
Stop.
So it was from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. I think we rolled up at 11. The line was 3 blocks long. And I said, this is why I hate L.A. Nope. A line for everything. There's, I stood in line for 30 minutes to piss at a brunch place because they had a onesie. There's just everywhere has its good things and its bad things.
Yeah. And
that's not even the worst problem with L.A. Obviously, the housing issue is probably is the worst. Does everywhere suck equally in different ways?
I would say no.
Okay.
I would say that I have traveled to a lot of cities, yeah, and I use my scale of,
yes,
Is it walkable?
Uh-huh.
Is it safely walkable? Uh-huh. Is it delicious? Are the people personable? Is transportation easy, or is transportation...
Well, LA's failing in most of these categories.
Every category.
We're all assholes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's nowhere to park.
Nowhere to park.
Yeah.
And another thing, is it economically smart to be there?
So again, the answer is no.
No. I mean, yeah. I had a $18 glass of red wine at Covell the other day,
yeah,
and I like researched how much the bottle is to make, and the bottle was only
like $1.
Was $1.50, yeah, or something, and I was like, we're being robbed, yeah, left and right.
It's humiliating.
It's abysmal, and I genuinely think like Pittsburgh was this gorgeous town where you can get like an acre or 2 acres, right? That's what my goal is. She wants an acre.
She wants some land. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I know that I would be better off not spending my money on rent in LA anymore and just using it for myself.
Yes. Yes.
So nowhere really necessarily sucks as long as you can find like-minded,
yes,
communities,
yes,
right? I love doing my research. What's the best German town in town, or what's the,
right,
what festival? Usually where there are festivals or beer festivals, there's going to be a lot more happening in that area. And I'm a hotel queen.
Yeah.
So
it's impressive.
Yeah, it's really impressive. I genuinely know what the best hotel is going to be, and I can tell by the ratings, and I can tell how the pillows are going to be. Like, I research, and I think a hotel or an Airbnb really, that makes your town.
Yeah.
So I will say that LA wins in that department because we do have great hotels. They're overpriced as fudge.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Honestly, $246 to $390 a night. And you're not even there a full 24 hours. Do you ever notice that?
They are pushing the times back more and more. I remember Natasha Leggero had a really funny tweet. It was like, we check in at 4, we leave at 10. Do you even want me to stay here?
Yeah.
Like, so true.
Do you even want me to stay,
yeah,
here?
Like, it's so dumb.
You can't.
Especially if you check in late, like you don't get in till the night.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you want me out of here in 3 hours, motherfucker?
Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And they're like, what do you need? And they make you call for a late checkout. Like, you're, yeah, making me call for, you know, you can give me that hour. Just make that the hour.
Yeah. Don't humiliate me.
That's another thing. Hairstylist and good cuts.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be honest with you. I like my stylist that was in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
No harm, no foul.
Yeah.
But it just, they know what they're doing in LA.
Yes. Like, well, the game is strong here.
So strong.
So survival of the fittest.
Legit.
Yes.
Like, even down to the way that Mishy does my highlights.
Yeah.
Like, my girl does my highlights. It's so, just, she maps it out. Whereas when I was in Pittsburgh, they were like, they like flipped it on me like it was like icing on a cake.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I don't know.
They were icing you.
Literally.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I like a little bit warmer. And then he made me look sort of like the girl next to me. And I was, mm-hmm, kind of like, okay, this is, I know,
yeah,
it's a work in progress, but.
Yeah.
But yeah, long story short, I love LA. I miss LA, but I get to come back more often than not,
yes,
because of work. And it just feels right now. It's interesting on the East Coast. You know, you were hanging out in Delaware.
Honey, I had a Delaware summer.
You had a Delaware
4
summer.
4 months.
Yes.
4 damn months in Delaware.
Yeah. You basically are Delaware. You're Mrs. Delaware.
I'm basically the first lady of Delaware.
Yeah.
So
there's
keep
never
up.
Been any ladies. Keep up, hon.
Keep up, sweetie. My next topic is your psoriasis. Last time you were here, you were really going through it. What's the update? Any doing any better?
I'm talking 98% clear.
Oh my gosh.
98%.
And you did that clear. Yourself.
Well, combination.
Yeah, yeah.
Me and the dermatologist had come to baby Jesus,
okay,
where it was the pandemic, and she was like, okay, we're gonna start trying those injections. And I went, honey. Because
what are the injections?
The injections are like the, it's like you put them,
a steroid?
It's basically a steroid, mm-hmm, yeah, and it's a shot, and you give it to yourself every other week.
Oof.
In your, like, thigh.
Oof.
Or in your tummy.
Hardcore.
And so I started to do it, and after 2 months, it wasn't improving, which is fine. It takes longer, but
yeah,
I was like, I don't want this.
Yeah.
Like, there has to be a better way. You're telling me there's not one pill? that's like going to be just as beneficial. So the diet was working. My herbs were working from my herbal doctor that was in Ojai. Acupuncture was really helping as well. Cooling down my blood, honey, is the best thing I can recommend for anyone with psoriasis because you're hot.
Yeah.
Your blood runs hot.
Yes.
And all in all, you want to make sure you're cooling your body down. So I began to eat less inflammatory foods.
Mm-hmm.
And that helped a bitch because then she got me Otezla, which is the pill.
Yes.
And Otezla, I'm not like big farm. I'm not a big farm. But at the end of the day, honey.
When you need the help, you need the help.
When you need it, you need it.
I'm on thyroid medication now.
Good. Looks good on you.
Gotta do what I gotta do.
You have to be on it. But it cleared me. And now I've got like my legs back. There was a period where I wasn't.
Baby.
Look at these legs.
Oh, yeah. I see them. Yeah.
I didn't have good legs for a hot minute. I was really sad because I, in my head.
Because you love a leg.
I live for a leg.
Yeah.
I love a high-waisted short with a nice crop top showing them legs.
Yes.
Because what else?
Yes.
Surely not my nose. Just kidding.
Anything to distract.
Anything to distract.
People are going to be Googling you and be like, her nose looks fine.
Yeah, I know. They're going to be like, it's not even that cool of a nose. Like, she thinks it's cooler than it really is. Yeah, so that's going really well. And I'm happy about it. I'm grateful because I've been able to cheat a little bit more now. Like, I'm eating, like, rather than cauliflower pizza crust, I'm eating, like, real pizza crust.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Exciting.
It's huge.
Yeah,
for someone that, like, was no gluten for a really long period because I thought that was going to be the beneficial thing. And I've started to bring a couple of tomatoes back into my life just to test it out because I love tomatoes. And when
Italian.
I'm Italian.
Can't believe you can't have a tomatoes.
Made out of tomatoes.
You're made of tomatoes.
It was devastating.
Made of tomatoes.
I'm made of tomatoes.
Made of tomatoes.
Maybe that's that made of tomatoes.
Maybe.
So it's good. I feel great about it. So far, I will say this. I am noticing that though my body is clear, I'm starting to get some patches on the top of my noodle.
Noodle patches. That might be title of it.
I know.
Noodle patches.
So I'm getting some psoriasis on the top of my noodle patches.
Oh, no.
I know. And my biggest fear is going bald where any psoriasis is. Yeah. Very, very rare. So I've been using seaweed shampoo and conditioner.
Yeah.
So like straight from the ocean.
Yeah.
Nurturing
and
patronizing.
Okay. Yeah. I was trying to figure out, trying to follow your lead there. Okay. Nurturizing.
It's definitely a moisture based for your scalp. So it's been helping a lot.
Yeah.
And yeah. And again, like women going bald, very rare. God did one thing right. He made like all the boys go bald at 26.
Mm-hmm.
And I just can't thank him enough.
Yeah.
Because anyone that was ever your enemy is bald now.
Yeah.
And that's a win.
That is true.
Right?
The other day I had on a headband and Ben looked at me. He was like, what is going? I realized my hairline goes way back.
Mine too.
And I realized the hair is thin and maybe I deserve it. Maybe I did something in a past life. No, it's just, it runs in my family. I've been using, what is it called? Maybe it is new hair. So it's at Nordstrom. It's some pumpy supply thing that my cousin told me to get because we all are dealing with this. Mm-hmm. Except for my damn sister, that bitch.
I know. My sister, had so much hair. She took my hair.
Yeah. They took our hair.
Took our hair and put it on their head.
Yeah.
Like, I can't get a brush through it. It's so thick. I'll take it.
Yeah. I'll take your scraps from your dirty brush.
Yeah, thanks.
Do what I can with it.
I'm looking at Carbon 60.
Mm-hmm.
That is, it's like an olive oil tincture thing that apparently helps stop inflammation. And it's not FDA approved, which is my shit.
Yeah. What's that drug everybody's taking?
Oh, Avercutin. Hydrochloroquine.
Yeah. I'm going to get me some of that.
Yeah, hydrochloroquine. You know?
Get some of that going.
Anything the FDA says they're not clearing, I want.
You're trying to get it.
And I want to give one away to a fan base, too.
Okay.
So one for one.
Yep.
Of non-FDA approved.
You're like Tom's.
Yeah.
You buy a pair of shoes, they'll give one to a person in need.
Yeah. I'm going to keep my eyes on it. I have bangs. So as you can see here, this bang setup that's happening covers. But if I were to go like this, you could see, and Mishy like loves to lie to me. She loves to say like, no, you just don't have any hair follicles there. And I've really appreciated her lies.
Yeah.
Like, really appreciated them, but I've like definitely found a photo of yeah. me with a high ponytail when I was like maybe 12 or 13.
And you're like, wow, who is that?
There's hair there.
Yeah, yeah.
So there were follicles.
Yeah.
So like,
I wonder if the high pony killed them.
I wonder if I do sleep the pressure, in a high pony.
The pressure pulled them out.
It could be.
Yeah.
It could be genetics. Mm-hmm. It could be the psoriasis. It could be my headband. I have the Zara headband, the like bejeweled one that I yeah. wear on stage, and it's so gorgeous. But you basically pull out your entire hair, taking yeah,
yeah.
it off.
Yeah.
And if I'm a little bit drunk, just a smidge, I will
the
rip
out. The full hair. Yeah.
Drunk headband pulling.
Mm-hmm.
Patches. And I'll yes. wake up the next morning and I'll be like, oh.
And you're like, there's a wig over there. Yeah. And you pick up, like, oh, wait, that's my headband and yeah. my head attached to
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's only the Zara headband, though. The other yeah. ones that don't do it as much. But
good to know.
Looks good on stage, though, the Zara one.
Zara, we have your card. Okay, now I'm ready to talk about your routine.
Okay.
Now, there is something that I am curious to do. I've never done this on Nash Butte yet, but I knew you would be down to play around.
Of course. Are we putting eyeshadow on?
No.
Okay.
You know this is a cruelty-free show.
Absolutely.
Every once in a while, people bring in products that aren't cruelty-free, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. That's not a requirement to come on Nash Butte. I don't ask you to Google every product you use. I want to come up with a game. And only cool people are going to be able to play it because some people are too weak
absolutely.
To handle it.
Oh, yeah.
Basically,
Squid Games, baby.
Exactly, Squid Games. Maybe that'll be the name of this. First of all, I need your help naming this bit.
Mm-hmm.
But the gist is, you read me a product, and if it's cruelty-free...
I'm already laughing.
I'm going to play this sound. Okay?
Yep.
If it tests on animals, I'm going to play this sound. So that's the game. I don't know the name of it yet. Maybe we could workshop a couple things
yeah,
while we're here.
Absolutely.
Would you be interested in playing it?
I would love to
okay.
play this game.
Absolutely. We're going to play the Squid Game.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think I should call it that.
No, you shouldn't.
Netflix might come for me.
Well, yeah.
Because a lot of people listen to the show, just like a lot of people watch Squid Game.
Absolutely.
90 countries, number one, just absolutely. Like Netflix.
Yeah, and you so, all viral marketing,
yes.
no paid for publicity.
Yes. So I want you to start telling me, and a lot of the Japanese brands I'm not familiar with, so I'm going to have to guess.
Okay. Do you want me to start now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, did you bring a list?
I have the stuff that I know
yeah.
I use.
Yeah.
So you probably know Tatcha.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you think Tatcha's...
Tatcha's Nash Butte approved, honey, and yeah. I love a Tatcha.
Yeah, Tatcha's great.
I have a lot of Tatcha.
Okay, I have a lot of Tatcha.
I got a lot of Tatcha.
Okay, and then as far as foundation is concerned, mm-hmm. Can we go one for one? You want me to keep?
Oh, I can do one for one.
Because I'm
you
gonna
want
try
me to share too? Nobody ever asked my thoughts.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know too many. That's probably why.
Well, of course, all mine are cruelty-free, I know.
Yeah, 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 that's true. Okay, so this one is the foundation that my friend Stacey Farber, who was on Degrassi with Drake.
Oh, baby.
Mm-hmm. Stacey Farber and I really go into we dive deep into the Asian foundation mm-hmm. circuit because obviously
yeah.
you want to make sure that you're getting the best foundation
yes.
ever.
Kogendo?
It's Kogendo. And Kogan you can
Doe.
Tell.
Kogan Doe is cruelty-free.
Cruelty-free.
Yes.
All right, next. What about...
I guessed it just from that. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Now, you're going to go... Like, all my routine is pretty much...
Yeah.
Okay, so you know Drunk Elephant.
Honey. Okay. Isn't this fun?
Yeah, it's actually pretty great.
Oh, man.
What about... Oh, my mascara. My mascara is...
This could be a good one. This could be...
Hourglass.
You're killing it.
Am I doing great?
You're
or
killing
what?
It.
Okay. What about my Ole Hendrickson night cream?
Ole Hendrickson, cruelty free.
Cruelty free.
Honey, we love to see it.
What about my, it's like a moisturizer that I could use on my face or mm-hmm. I could use it on my neck. Mm-hmm. It's Charlotte
Tilbury.
Tilbury. Wow.
You're killing it.
Am I doing great?
You're doing so good.
Thank you.
What about your lip?
Okay. Thank you.
You have a lip on right now. What is this lip?
I'd be surprised.
Yeah.
Pink Nuave.
Okay, I don't know that.
MAC.
Oh.
I know.
Yeah, yeah. MAC is bad.
It tastes like
poor
it tastes MAC. Like a chimpanzee.
I'm so mad at MAC because they are such a progressive uh-huh. company. They donate to AIDS charity. Like they're so progressive and the fact that they sell in mainland China and test on animals, mm-hmm. it's a bummer. I'm hoping it changes, but Mac, Sorry,
man,
you're getting those chimpanzees.
So that said, I don't actually embrace a lot of lip.
Yeah,
because I did this for you.
Yeah,
and because
like, and I respect the game.
Thanks, babe. Yeah. And I'm wearing like a nice British line.
That.
Yeah, gorgeous British line. Got her at Liberty's.
Okay, we love
in London. And so for my like skin type, lipstick just ends up falling off me anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to use a couple of different brands. And I think I fell into the corner of, oh, Bobbi Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then I fell into the corner of Laura Mercier. I know it depends, right? Yeah.
I didn't know I could do both at once.
It was so great.
I think Laura Mercier is cruelty-free, but sometimes people come for me about it. Yeah. So jury's out.
Yeah, jury's
out. The jury's out, Laura.
Okay. I could keep going. Am I doing okay?
I think the sound effects are fun.
Yeah.
But we do have some other things to get to.
Yeah, we also have to name the game.
We have to name the game.
So let me just think really fast because I think you got a couple of good beats in there. You can end it with that.
Yes.
Segment.
So no, they can hear this.
They can hear this.
I'm fine with pulling the curtain back.
Oh, I love that you pull a curtain.
What? Because I was thinking cool or not cool. I would like something cruel. That rhymes. Oh, cruel or cool.
Cruel or cool. There
That's
you go.
That's good.
Yeah.
Cruel or cool.
And you can
cruel
spell.
Or cool.
Yeah, I love
okay.
that.
Okay.
Cruel or cool. That's kind of dope.
Don't you feel like some people won't be able to handle this, though, because they're going to feel like I'm attacking them or something? That's why it's hard for me to bring this up. That's why I can only play it with people who know it's, like, fun.
No, but that's the thing is, you're not attacking me by telling me my MAC lipstick. Like, I know
it. First of all, you killed it.
Sure.
And You killed it. Like, every product was cruelty-free.
Thank you. And the only thing that I didn't grab was lipstick. And that's, to be honest with you, it's my bad, because I'm not even wearing lipstick the way I used to anymore. I'm just, like, letting a nude lip fly and not even putting the effort in.
I was fishing for something because I wanted to use the monkey sound effect.
Yeah. And you found a good one.
And we did it.
Yeah.
That was thrilling.
Thank you.
Cruel or cool, the new segment on Natch.
Love.
Everybody get excited. Okay. We're going to play another game.
I love these games.
And you're going to need your phone for this one.
Okay.
This is a game called New Palette, Who Dis?
What's up, girl? New Palette.
So, JC, I don't know if you're aware, but fast fashion also exists in the beauty world. It's called fast beauty.
Funny.
Palettes are coming out every second. Every day, these brands are putting out palettes. We are in October currently, and there are a lot of spooky Halloween-y palettes, and I thought we could look at them and review them.
Mm-hmm.
The first one, I'm texting you the link.
Great.
The first one, you're a Simpsons fan, right? Who isn't?
Yeah.
So am I. The Simpsons informed my youth and my comedic sensibilities.
Absolutely.
I will be forever indebted to them. This is the Makeup Revolution / the Simpsons Treehouse of Horror collection.
Wow.
And it's extensive, sweetie. We have a palette. I believe in the comments, if you look, it gives you all of the products.
Wow.
There is a lot.
Wow.
There are mini shadows. There are vampire Mr. Burns lip kits. There's a Devil Flanders lip kit. There's
donut head Homer blending.
Yeah. There's highlighters. There's a brush set. There's a lot going on here. Makeup Revolution is a big offender in the fast beauty. They're putting out a palette every minute and they're getting licensing. They're eating up licensing for everything all the time. They're also known for duping high-end products.
Wow.
So they will basically steal a design of a higher-end brand and redo it for cheaper, which do we love? Do we not? I'll leave that up to the honeys, okay? Because it does make things more affordable, but at the same time, somebody designed that. That's an artist. We're not going to get into that today. What do we think of this collection, JC?
So I'm seeing here that they're 100% cruelty-free and standout vegan range, right?
Yes.
So that's what we're seeing. So I'll tell you this. I'm not an advocate for such poppy colors like this.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that you're going to literally play with it once or twice and then
you're going to throw it out. Yeah, yeah.
So it's kind of a waste. But what I do like, I've always been an advocate of the design element of when you can carve something into a shadow.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate that they have carved out characters.
Yes. I love the little imprints in some of the pans.
Yeah, the imprints in some of the pans. I like the creepy design of Treehouse of Horror, but I'm going to have to pass on Dis palette.
Yeah.
If that's okay.
I'm passing on it too. This is something, it's like if somebody said, make a palette of colors that The Simpsons makes you think of, it would be hard for me to do that, but this is not what
this
I would think of.
This is not it. No. I feel like they're more on the warmer side. There is like the electric blue, sure, but I don't know where their fuchsias are coming from.
It's just a lot going on, and I'm not seeing a cohesive mood. And as a huge Simpsons fan and a Treehouse of Horror fan, not for me.
And I'm curious how much they're going to charge for this whole, view the shop.
It's not going to be that much because they are very affordable.
Oh, European $20?
Oh, wow.
Wait, is that 20 pounds?
Maybe.
The palette's 20.
Oh.
That's
the next one. I found it a little early. Are you ready for the next one?
Yeah,
I'm pasting it to you right now.
Yep,
so we love a collab. Once again, the Kardashians are coming back on Dashpute.
Oh, wow. Spaghetti. Oh, wow.
So I'm going to play it on my phone so everyone can hear it. Kylie. Ooh.
Spaghetti.
Boo.
Spaghetti.
Boo. It's because Ben came in, so she heard the door.
Okay.
So Kylie has done a collab with Nightmare on Elm Street. Again, everyone is licensing their shit out right now. It's like an epidemic. So, A Nightmare on Elm Street did a collab with Kylie Cosmetics, and they've done a full collection, and it is really scary. It's definitely a look.
Yeah, it's coming across as a lot of bloody splatter, and it's like making murder chic,
which is the American society. The way it goes.
She might as well sell a gun while she's at it.
Yeah,
and I'm curious: is this collection for? It comes in a VHS looking box.
Yeah, the packaging is definitely has a point of view, and it is fun.
Yeah, it's fun. Look, I like the colors. I could see them so far. I'm not a fan of the palettes on the lip, but I like the eyeshadows.
Mm-hmm. Blood red eyeshadow.
That's fun.
That's a mood.
Is that, what's that creamy gel?
That is some kind of gelatinous cheek color that's supposed to look like blood.
Okay.
Like a clot of blood.
Got it.
They really stuck to the theme, and I respect that. Mm-hmm. Would you buy?
I would never buy anything from Kylie.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
so sorry.
No, fair. I feel the same way.
It's a different style for me. And I'm not too big on the shimmer. And I think she lays into a lot of layers. They do a lot of heavy makeup.
Yeah.
And it's not something, if I was gifted this, hell yeah.
You would play with it, yeah.
I would play with it. I'd put it on spaghetti. I would like.
Yeah, that's your dog.
That's my dog. I wouldn't put it on the actual food.
I think a red eye would look good on her.
She looks sick with a red eye.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've been trying to get her pink eye all week. Just kidding.
Are you ready for the final one?
Heck yeah.
They're creepy and they're kooky. They're mysterious and spooky. They're all together, I would say, ooky.
Uh-huh.
The Addams Family Hip Dot Collection. Now, JC, I must tell you, Hip Dot famously did not want to do a palette collab with me. I had several emails with them.
Stop.
And a call. They chose not to do one with me. Addams Family, they take the call.
Wow.
Addams Family, do you know Melissa Hunter?
Yeah.
She had that really fun web series, Adult Wednesday Addams.
Yes.
Do you remember? And
yes.
The Addams Family cease and desisted and made her pull the entire thing off the internet. They're very strict with their licensing. They don't just let anybody do anything with them. And they chose this.
They chose Hip Dot.
Just look at it. Just look at it.
First of all, the packaging is abysmal. And I
the
mean that in
the packaging is so bad. Like, it's like they phoned it in a coffin. First of all, Kat Von D, who we all don't like.
No.
Did a very similar palette a few years ago, a coffin that opened up like this. So they didn't even try.
Also, this is sold out. Who's buying this?
Addams Family has a lot of fans, and I like Addams Family. I think they're great, but I think this is very underwhelming. Look at these colors.
I was just pointing that out to you. What are you going to do with that?
I don't know, and it's just, I don't know. With Addams Family, they have such a strong brand. I feel like they could have done something really fun with this.
It could have been chic. Well, first of all, just aesthetically speaking, on the site itself, like Hip Dot, you've got to do better.
We got to step up.
You got to
step up the font.
The fonts and the color. It's just you could have done better. And you've one thing where you put rose petals down for the one Addams Family set.
No.
And then Spells and Hexes is the name of your second palette.
Yeah.
And your lips, Coven. Okay, fine. Morticia Addams, fine. I wouldn't. And is this fast makeup fashion?
They're putting them out pretty quick over there. Yeah. Really? Oh, yeah.
It's such a waste.
But again, think? No collab with the Jaxter. No collab. Not interested in an attribute collection, although the honeys would have gone crazy for it. Mm-hmm. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. The Natchbute Your loss, hip family. Dot. Yeah. Hip
the Natchbute dot. Family. Na na na.
Natchbute.
Yeah. Oh, how cute.
I know. That's actually cute.
Well, no. No. Adam Sandler's going to sue us.
Sue us, yeah. Okay. Sorry. Just know that I was off by a key.
Yes. That's if you change went. A couple notes, it's fine.
Yeah. That's what Sting said.
And I listen to Sting. Me I respect too. Him.
I respect Sting.
Did you have a good time playing New Palette Who Dis?
I love New Palette Who Dis.
Do you think I need to play the theme song at the end of the game, too?
Yeah, of okay. course. Because it's definitely great.
New palette, who dis?
Oh yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we played New Palette Who Dis, and now we're moving on. There is one more game left.
You are an incredible engineer.
I'm doing my best here.
I can't
believe. My new setup?
Is unbelievable.
I'm doing what I gotta do. Okay, cruise ship experience, cruise ship beauty, and self-care. So for people who don't know, JC, at one point, when was this, 2019, you became a Carnival cruise ship entertainer.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then the quarantine obviously changed that. Are you back out on the open seas?
I am back out on the high open seas, baby.
Wow. Ahoy, matey.
Ahoy, matey.
Ahoy, matey.
She's a seaman once again.
Yes.
I'm thrilled.
Yeah.
Because not only is it cleaner than ever, I get tested all the time, and everyone on those ships has to be like healthy as a little dolphin person.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it, to me, is 15 stories of just magic shipness.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it'd be one thing if it was just like, oh, where are you going? Just to Mexico? Oh, no, honey. No. Bermuda, Bahama.
Ooh, come on, pretty mama.
Key Largo, Cuyuba.
I'm going to take you to the Coco.
Adam's family.
Na, 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 na. You know what's funny?
Can't get us now.
You know what's funny? What? There's a new Adam's Family movie out right now.
Of course there is.
Where they go on a vacation. And I believe they're. I don't know if they're on a cruise, but I saw a pool. I saw palm trees.
I saw a pool.
Yeah. I saw some kind of tropical motif in the trailer.
Right.
So the Addams Family, they might be on your next cruise.
They might be on my next cruise, maybe.
Yeah.
My next one is October 23, and I am going to Belize, Honduras. Yeah.
I want to go to Belize. Have you been?
Yeah. You better Belize it.
There's a lot of expats there.
There are tons of expats there. They love it.
It's on my list of when I bail on this country, where am I going to go?
I'm telling you what, our money's good there.
Yeah.
You want to buy some Adam's Family palettes? Buy them from Belize.
Go to Belize first. Okay, good to know.
But I have a great routine on the ships because, as we all know, salt water, natural
the
in
hair.
The air, the flow that I have going, the beach air that just exists, and then it's all, you're around all this water.
Yeah, literally.
So, literally all around this water. Mm-hmm. So I have a great routine morning and night. I use, right now, I forgot to tell you what they are, but the doctor, they're like, the chemical peels, but they're in like little sheets.
Uh-huh.
Dr. something. I can't remember the name.
Is it Dr. Dennis Gross?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
That really, really makes me happy.
I will say though, Dr. Jart. Get your doctor straight, sweetie.
Dr. Jart.
Get your doctor straight.
I think I was almost tricked by a Dr. Jart and I didn't do it.
Yeah.
I'm really glad about Dr. Dennis.
Yeah. Dr. Yes! Dennis, he keeps it natural, honey.
Yes, baby.
We love to see it.
Cool or cool. You're cool, Dr. Denny.
That's right. You're cool with us, Dr. G.
Yeah. So my routine is I do only carry on. So for a 14-day cruise, what do you need, honey? You need your sunblock.
Yeah.
You need your sarong, your bathing suit.
Yeah.
You need your beautiful dresses that you wear on stage that they will press for you when you arrive.
Yeah.
Love a good press. Mm-hmm. I bring my Betsy Johnson sparkle heel 2-inch thing.
Yes.
Where I can move. It's wrapped around my ankle so I can do any kind of like
physical stunt.
Mm-hmm. Some Pratt humor, if
That's
you will.
That's right. We love.
I got my Gorge flats that I wear around and I have my sneakies just in case I want to do a jog by the ocean.
Yeah.
They have a track on the top
floor.
Oh, wow. You can track around the ocean. It's
great.
Oh,
my gosh.
And so I will operate as follows. I have a little miniature humidifier.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
For my actual bedroom, because it does get cold. You don't want to have too much of the windows open. So I just have a glass of water by my bed with the humidifier, and that like allows for the air to be moistened in my room. And then I begin my routine.
Yes.
My routine.
Your routine.
Is as follows.
Yeah.
I use, oh my gosh, I forget my face wash right now, but Stacey Farber once again introduced me to it, and it's a blue bottling. It is cruelty free. I mm-hmm. know that for sure.
Yeah.
I'm just blanking on the name of it right now, and it's my bad.
Yeah.
I start with that, and then I use, what about Clarins toner?
Clarins?
Clarins.
I think they're.
Oh, really?
I think. I'm going to check real quick.
Because I also use witch hazel if I don't have.
Oh, wait. No, that's. Wait. That's like the witch hazel from Target or whatever.
Witch hazel basic, yes, is good, right? But Clarins toner, it's my chamomile toner.
Hold on. I'm making sure. I don't want to give false information. Right. Oh, guess what?
What?
Oh, yeah, they're not.
Okay. Shisa.
Yeah, they're not. Okay. It's rough out there. It's hard to tell.
It's already. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's rough out there. There goes a monkey. Well,
threw some shit in my face. That's what you just did, monkey. And it already, I'm down to 1/3. So afterwards, I don't need to perch another one.
Yeah.
I'm fine with witch hazel.
Well, the Thayer's is what I was thinking. Thayer's witch hazel.
That's what I bring. Thank you.
That's fine.
So I bring Thayer's witch hazel because they have those little
bottles. The little bottles, yes. Mm-hmm.
And then I do my witch hazel. I let that kind of cool off, right? Mm-hmm. And then I use my Ole Henriksen banana cream underneath.
The eye cream.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they've switched their products around from the last time they've changed the branding.
Yeah.
And then I have this. It's amazing. Shiza. Did I just purchase it? I think I did from Whole Foods.
Oh, well then it's.
For sure, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They're not gonna not. Right?
Yeah.
Oh crap. It's in a green bottle. It's called Skin Food.
Uh-huh. Weleda.
Weleda. Mm-hmm. Love Weleda.
Yeah.
So I'll put a serum on.
I will
first.
Say though, it has lanolin in it.
That's the monkey thing, right?
No, a sheep. It's sheep skin grease. So it's not vegan, but they don't test on animals.
How do they get the skin grease?
They have to shave the sheep.
Okay, but the sheep need shaved anyway.
I've watched many TikToks of them. They, you know what? Everybody make your own decisions.
Does it look like they're happy being shaved?
I think it would depend on the situation is what I'm going to say about that. Right. Everybody do your research. But Weleda, they make a really good product.
Okay, they do make a good product.
They do. And I do believe Skin Food Light does not have lanolin. Some people are really allergic to lanolin, so I just want to point that out.
I switched over my... Oh God, I really want to find this for you.
Cleanser?
No, my primer.
Oh.
So I used to use the... What was my lash brand? Whatever my eyelash brand.
Hourglass. Yeah, they make an incredible primer.
That was an incredible primer. But mm-hmm. I felt like it was a bit thick for me sometimes. Mm-hmm. So then I wanted to try this one that I know is in my Sephora case.
Okay,
because
I have
tons of points from Sephora and I really utilize it.
We love a VIB Rouge.
So this brand, particularly speaking, is what I came across after reading a 100,000 mm-hmm. different reviews of
She loves
everything.
A research project.
I will research till no end.
Yeah.
Just to make sure that it's going to be something I would want.
Yeah.
I think I really spent a lot of money.
Hey, that's fun.
Wow.
It's a tax write-off. You're a performer.
That's honestly very valid, but holy cow. Oh, found it. Laneige. Glow. Oh, mother.
Laneige really disappointed me when I found that out because I was gifted their lip mask thinking it was CF, and then I was told it was not, and the honeys all came for me. So
stop.
So we're sad. We're sad to say, but Laneige.
So
those poor apes.
So what about Hourglass then?
They're fine.
Man.
Yeah, they're fine.
I love the way this feels. The other one just felt, all right, back to Hourglass. It's definitely doing wonders for my skin, but. She wants to be a non-veg. She wants to be vegs.
Yeah, yeah.
She doesn't want to support.
Yeah, yeah. Laneige, get it together.
Yeah, Laneige.
Like, yeah, they make a great lip mask. I will say Tatcha makes a great lip mask too. A great alternative.
Oh, yeah.
And we're doing what we can on Attribute.
How do you feel about this? So now I'm just going through all my products.
Fine with me.
How do you feel about this lip mask though? Because I got this and I feel like, not that I'm getting duped by it.
Yeah. What could it be?
It's just not as good as like the reviews.
Is it Bite Beauty? Agave?
No.
Hmm.
No, no, no.
Okay.
But,
the big ones.
Oh, my God.
Is it the Laneige?
It's Laneige.
Yeah.
It's
so
trash.
People love it. People love it.
It's trash.
Oh, yeah. You're not a fan, huh?
It does not work. Yeah. It makes my lips drier.
Oh, wow.
I got the peach iced tea.
It might be the monkey fat that they extracted from the lab.
Dang.
Who knows?
Wow.
Wow. Well, try the Tatcha Kisu lip mask.
Okay. I'll do the Tatcha one. That sounds like the
same. It's similar. It's similar, but everyone loves it. I just put it on as I'm doing my makeup, and then by the time I'm done, I wipe it off, and I put on my lip, and damn, the lips are looking plumpy.
What lips do you use? Lipstick.
Right now, I am using the Ilia. I'm using all clean shit now.
Okay.
I'm no fun. I'm no fun anymore.
But is it clean color, or is it...
It's just clean, meaning no parabens. You know,
that's
whatever.
Fine. Does it stay on your mouth?
Well, no, this is a gloss. If you want a staying power, it's hard to find a clean one, but a cruelty-free one would be the Anastasia liquid lip and the Stila liquid lip.
Nice. Okay, great.
Those ones aren't coming off.
Dope.
You're going to have to, I'm going to give you my divorce attorney's information. Like, that's how hard it is to get rid of these suckers. Okay. So, yeah. Buckle up.
Stop.
Yeah, and she does have a retainer. And it's not cheap. But she does good work. Quick, clean work.
Shout out to Candid for getting everybody a retainer.
Yes.
wait, one more thing before we move on. I've commandeered this podcast.
Yeah, follow me.
How do you feel about facial razor?
Oh, like dermaplaning?
Dermaplaning.
I think it's nice. I don't think it's necessary.
Because I noticed, like, I did it. I looked chic. Yeah. I felt chic. Yeah. In fact, my hair was sticking to my face. That's how like baby butt it was.
Yeah, yeah.
But then as I started to see like the hair grow back, I was like, am I going to get a mustache?
Yeah.
So am I going to get a mustache?
That is something I cannot answer for you.
You can't answer. Okay.
If you ask the dermaplane companies, they're going to say absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
But if you asked someone else, they're going to say maybe yes.
Yeah.
I don't know, because when I was younger, I would shave my eyebrows because they were big, and at the time that was not trendy, and I feel that killed the follicles by shaving them.
Oh,
so there is some world where shaving could not come back. Everybody do what you got to do and experiment.
Right.
But I dermaplaned before my wedding. Second wedding, let's be clear.
Yeah.
And that was the last time I did. So that was in February. It's been a while.
You know how cool you are to have two weddings before I even get a boyfriend?
No, I know.
It's unbelievable.
Two weddings before I'm 36.
It's unbelievable.
And I would like to think I'm going to stop here, but then I'm thinking like Elizabeth Taylor.
Right.
Like collect them, honey, like a Pokemon card.
You're basically Kaylee Cuoco right now.
Oh, yeah.
You're on wedding number 9 at the age of 24.
Yeah. And it's a mood and a lifestyle.
Yeah.
And not everyone can keep up with us, but we're doing what we got
to
do.
I mean, listen, guys, I've been to your first husband's house.
Yeah.
A bit different than your second.
Yes.
Yeah. Upgrade, honey.
Things are a little different. We love an upgrade. This is the seminal game on Natchbute.
Okay.
The grab bag of fun.
Time to get excited for the grab bag of fun. Yeah, what's gonna be inside it?
This is a new fan favorite, and everyone that comes in person to Natchbute gets to find something out of the grab bag of fun.
Wow. First of all, was that Ben playing guitar?
No, that was a loop on Logic.
Okay.
Your girl is Phineas. Your girl produces, records, engineers. Honey, we do it all over here.
Yeah.
This is the Grab Bag of Fun, and the Grab Bag of Fun is sponsored now by El Cholo's Kid, which is a beautiful company, a woman-owned brand. They make handbags that are woven from plastic waste in Mexico.
Yep.
A woman-owned brand, an indie brand. And isn't this bag fucking cute?
It's cool.
JC, wouldn't you love to be rocking this on your ships?
I honestly hope you give this to me.
I was thinking about making the actual grab bag of fun something that you could grab bag.
Yeah, of course.
But then I'm going to have no bag.
You're going to have no bag.
So, but everyone can go and get their own El Cholo's Kid bag. And guess what? Code Natch, 20% off.
20% off.
So everybody go check them out. The grab bag of fun is beautiful. Here's how you play, JC. Oh, you're going to stick your hand in and you're going to pull something out. And whatever you pull out, you get to keep. Some things are shitty. Some things aren't.
Wow.
But I will say, so far, everyone has been really happy with what they got.
Mm-hmm.
Ben got some gummies that are probiotic. No, they're kombucha gummies. He's having the best shits of his life.
Well, clearly so. Maybe that was Ben's.
That's true. Yeah, you got me there. So everyone's been really happy with their choice.
Oh, wow. This is so beautiful, this bag.
I know. Isn't it so cute?
Wow.
Made from recycled plastic.
In Mexico.
Isn't the weave so good?
Yeah, it's, and I bet you this is sturdy as all.
Oh, it's so nice.
Okay.
And of course it's pink. So just stick your hand in. You can feel around, but you just, what is it going to be? There's so much. You can go deep if you want.
Wow. I'm so nervous. This feels heavy. So this isn't an option, but it feels like a glass. I don't think we want that.
Some things are shitty. Some things are not. Uh-huh. And the grab bag of fun always chooses for you.
Okay. I'm like allowing it to come to me.
Okay. Huh. What is that?
Interesting.
I have such anxiety because I want everyone to get something good. So far, no one's got anything shitty. Okay. And if you get something shitty, I feel like I would let you go again, but I'm not going to say that.
What if this is some kind of pill?
Okay.
Oh,
there
wow.
are some supplements in there.
Uh-huh. All right. So these, I think I'm going to go with whatever's in my hand right now. And
okay.
I'm going to pull out one of the objects.
Okay.
Okay. I know something's a coffee cup.
Okay. This is the longest someone's taken, but that's okay. Just so you know, it's fine. We're on the clock here. It's fine.
Okay.
Okay. What did we get?
Wow.
What did we get,
we
honey?
We got an opened...
The seal might be broken, but it was not used.
An opened winged women's wellness glow up skin and stress drink mix. Completely open.
No, it's not open. Listen, it's probably sealed. It's sealed. It's sealed. Look, sealed, okay? Just because the safety one was broken.
What? This is great. So this could probably help my bald spot.
Mushroom, biotin, collagen, radiant skin, and stress support. The reason this is in here is because it's not vegan, and I'm vegan, and I didn't want it. But you're not vegan, are you?
No.
Well, then you can eat this.
Yeah, I can eat this.
I know people. Ben had a friend over here the other day. He's our age. I thought he was in his 20s.
Right.
And he started telling me that he was our age. I'm like, how do you look so young? He goes, I drink collagen every day. It's my secret. And I was like, oh my God.
He drinks it? This is collagen?
Yeah, it's like a drink mix. It makes your nails grow, your hair, all that.
Wow.
I just couldn't use it because I don't eat bovine. Mm-hmm. But to each their own, when Brian Safi was on Attribute many years ago, I gave him a similar product because I sent these things and
he
can't
came
use
back
them.
Like fucking Rapunzel.
He came back. He looked like Fabio. He looked like Fabio. So
wait, I hope I literally grow my patch back.
The gummies made Ben's BMs great.
Stop.
What if this makes your hair great?
I would be so excited.
I don't know.
Because honestly, it's an option. Now, can I just for fun look at what I had?
Okay, hand? I'll allow it.
Thank you.
Because hopefully whoever comes in here... So that's a shitty mug.
Thank fuck I didn't pick that.
You don't need that. You're a woman on the go. What do you need a mug for?
Oh, you give me kisses.
They probably got plenty of mugs on the carnival ships.
And then this was... Yep, glad I didn't get... Well, vitamin D is great.
Yeah,
it's not terrible.
That's the same brand that Ben got of his supplements.
And I'm just going to look at one more thing that I have my eye on.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's a serum. You would like that.
Oh, yeah. Hyaluronic acid, I would have loved. Is this Veeks?
Yes.
Okay.
If you want to switch, I'll let you.
No, okay. I'm happy with this.
Okay.
I'm absolutely happy.
Once again, the grab bag of fun delivers...
Is this a high-end thing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, this is probably $50.
Okay, great.
Winged... is a woman-owned brand based in Austin, Texas, and they are a CBD brand.
Yeah.
They make incredible CBD.
I cannot believe
their pain, little CBD pain pills, get rid of your cramps.
Really?
You don't even need ibuprofen. They're incredible.
Stop it.
They have one chocolate that tastes really hempy, but everything else I've tried of theirs, I really enjoy. We love...
Every time I come here, you've given me some kind of gift that really I take with me.
Yeah.
Because I actually used that Luminex stuff and bought it again.
Wow.
And it worked for me. It was really great.
Incredible.
It kept my teeth really lovely and white.
Incredible.
Breath was fresh.
Incredible.
I just never had something opened before. So this is the first.
Well, the grab bag of fun giveth and taketh away.
100.
And we love. The last thing on the docket, JC, is the last topic on every episode of Nashville, which is self-care rituals. What are the rituals that you do every day that make JC JC, that you take care of yourself? What are these rituals?
This is really nice. My self-care rituals are anytime there's a hot tub.
Oh, yeah. She's in it.
I'm in it.
You came to my house. You were only here about 3 minutes, said you need to put a spa out here.
Yeah, hot tub right there.
Yes, and you even point out where it should go.
Yeah, and I knew exactly.
And I respect that, and I want it there too.
Because, look, if you want to, and I want a mineral hot tub for you. I don't want chlorine water.
Yeah.
I want minerals. Yes. I want them like the water that's dripped off of rocks from hundreds of years is your tub
water.
Yes,
of course.
Okay? And that is, as best I can, is a bathtub or a hot tub, yes, or a warm shower, mm-hmm, where I scrub and take care of, yes, my skin.
Yes.
And I like have this moment with my beautiful skin and I say, look, it's going to age, but right now we're going to take care of you.
Yes.
And I'm going to nurture you.
Yes.
And that's.
You nurture me, I nurture you.
Absolutely.
The Addams Family. Da 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 da.
Nurture.
Yes.
God.
It's beautiful.
They're going to sue us.
I know.
So hard.
I can't wait. They're going to make me cut all this out like they did to Melissa Hunter.
They're going to be like, we'll send you a palette and we should just definitely rip it apart.
Oh, yeah. Da-na-na-na.
Rip it apart.
Yeah. Listen, if they sent you a palette, though, you're going to have to wear it on the cruise ship.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm on the cruise ship for Halloween.
Oh.
So for anybody.
What's your costume?
So I was going to do Dottie Henderson from League of Their Own.
Okay, love.
Just like keep it simple, uh-huh, and such. But now I'm torn because I want to look glam for, yeah, my performance.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking in between like a couple of different like Met Gala ideas. But again, you have to remember it's like middle America. So they, yes, don't even know what the Met Gala is.
Yeah.
So if I come dressed like Timothy Chalamet, mm-hmm,
Shalamalala,
mm-hmm, Met Gala, like 2019.
Shalamalala Met Gala.
Shalamalala.
That's actually what they called it this year.
Timothy Shalamalala Met Gala. Yeah, so I want to be inspired by somebody Met Gala. Everyone's gonna be doing Squid Games. I get it.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm gonna be? And I'm telling you this, and hopefully I won't cut it out. But it's gonna be a popular costume. It's not like I'm coming up with something crazy. I'm gonna go with the LuLaRoe lady.
Who's
LuLaRoe? Did you watch LuLaRich?
No.
Oh, honey, watch LuLaRich on Amazon. It's the documentary about the leggings MLM, and the woman that started it is a character.
No.
I'm going as an MLM leggings salesman lady.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I'm gonna buy some LuLaRoes at Poshmark. I don't even know. If anyone out there sold LuLaRoe and it's in your basement, mm-hmm, please DM me. I will buy them from you. Just send them to me. Because I want to have all mismatched.
Yep,
I want to have a dress over a print, over a pant, over a cardigan. And then I'm going to wear really thick makeup and a bad blonde wig. And I'm going to be a LuLaRoe lady.
Maybe I could go as Grimes when she was wearing that outfit from Dune and, uh-huh, reading that book.
Okay.
That's an option.
But no one's going to know what the fuck that is on the cruise.
Maybe one Italian sailor.
Yeah.
He'd be like, you look like a Grimes.
Why don't you go as Ted Cruz or Tom Cruise?
Why don't I go as COVID and be on the cruise ship as the virus? Is that too meta?
I feel like it's a little
overdone.
Topical?
Okay, too topical.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like we've all had a real COVID.
Right.
It's like it's horror, right, but it's too scary.
Should I go as maybe one of the characters from Below Deck?
I've never seen that.
Oh, it's so funny.
But I've heard, and you're living that life, so that might be a good idea.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
It's, okay, so too broad. All right, that's cool.
Penelope Cruz.
Penelope Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do only her accent from Vanilla Sky.
There you go.
I love you. Or what?
I don't remember.
I don't remember anything.
I don't remember. Who else was in that?
Cameron Diaz, baby.
Because I remember her being like, I let you come inside me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was like, girl, tell him.
Yeah.
And then she drove his car off the cliff.
You know what?
I would too. That's
what
happens.
We do what we got to do.
When you come inside
me, get that,
you're mine.
When you're digmatized, you do what you got to do.
Ugh. Okay, so anything Cruz, Penelope Cruz, Tom Cruise.
Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz.
So many options.
Okay, yeah. Or I could go as a shark from Shark Week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Walk around the ship.
Yep.
And attack people.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
You could go as Left Shark. Do you remember that?
No.
The Katy Perry Super Bowl. There was Left Shark and Right Shark.
Was that boxing when she was like, you're going to hear me roar.
I'm going to be honest. I don't remember the deal with Left Shark.
Okay.
But Left Shark was a Halloween costume and it was a big one at one point.
No, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, we don't care. We don't care.
We don't care. Who else is like popular that could be a good costume? Well, I'll just have to watch
something. Squid Game and LuLaRoe are going to be big.
Okay.
I'm predicting that.
Not Mara Easttown?
Oh, I didn't watch that.
Oh, you didn't even watch it?
I want to watch it. But I haven't yet.
Okay, that's fine. You're not missing it.
Really?
It's cool.
Yeah.
But like, are you in a good mood right now?
No, of course not. Who is? a nightmare.
Yeah, it's we're living in
nightmare. Yeah, it's a nightmare.
It's a actual. At least you got a bow. You'll be
fine. Yeah, we're doing fine. Yeah, we got a yard. It's fine.
You got a beautiful yard.
Gotta get that spa.
My dog straight up dug up.
Yeah, we got to get. She was digging the hot tub.
I cannot believe my dog shit on your rug. I'm so sorry.
It happens.
Does it?
Of course.
Has it happened?
Not yet, but we've only had this house a couple months. I'm loving all the people jogging by.
It's beautiful.
It's inspiring me to not jog by. But I love that everyone else is. Okay, self-care rituals.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Hot water.
We love a hot water. Mm-hmm. We love a bath. I love a good floss.
Okay, yeah.
I love a good floss. I love getting in the back molars, the front molars. I love brushing my tongue.
Okay, yeah.
Make sure your breath is taken care of. I really enjoy a night mask, a creamy, good night mask that you can allow on your face. What about the Kiehl's face mask? Kiehl's face mask is something that I definitely have used before, but I have a couple of different products, so I'm not sure if it's like...
Oh, yeah.
Wrong cue. Wrong.
Yeah. Wow.
Kiehl's, no.
Oh, man, it's such a big tub.
I hate that. I'm so sad for them.
Damn it.
I know.
Wow.
They got bought a few years ago by a big brand. I want to say Estee Lauder, one of those, and they took them into China. There goes the cruelty free.
There it is. That's why. That's when I'm buying Chinese underwear, man. Mm-hmm. If you're not going to do it right, I don't want you in my pussy.
It's true.
Thank you. All right. That and then lip mask, but clearly that's not working.
Yeah.
I don't feel it.
Yeah.
I have been wearing a weighted eye mask.
Yes.
Have you?
Yes.
It changes the game a bit.
Are you doing Pillow Crown?
I'm doing Pillow Crown. Oh, that must be everyone's brand.
I'm very offended by the price.
Oh, that was a gift.
Okay.
It was a wedding gift from somebody. Not, I didn't get married, but
I was about to say, I didn't get invited. No. That's a lovely secondhand present.
Yeah.
Because they're like, I want to say, I mean, hundreds of dollars.
They had a cut deal with them or something. Mm. You know, these influencers end up getting deals that are cut. Mm-hmm. So I believe it was only like five or six girls that got it.
Nice.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, sick.
I'm going to say this. The woman, and I love a woman owned indie brand. I said on Attribute that I thought it was too expensive.
And
she wrote me a pretty testy email.
Okay.
And everyone has a right to charge what they want to charge, but everyone also has a right to an opinion. Yeah. I think it's too expensive. I don't know what the fuck this lady's putting in there to make it so expensive. I think a pillow for your head doesn't even cost that much. Why should one for your damn face that's half the size? I don't know. To each their own. People love the product. Somebody put out a cheaper one. Please.
Yeah, put out a cheaper one. And also, ma'am, you can email me and I'm happy to give you a review because I got it for free.
But you love it.
I love it. And I would have probably never bought it if I had to buy it. Because I'll be honest, there's other face pillows.
Yes.
That are just as weighted and they do their job. Have you used a weighted blanket before?
Yes.
Game changer.
I have one currently that I really like. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the name, I don't know the brand of it.
Okay.
But they look like little... butt plugs.
Great.
It's like they're a little chain and you can put them little pods over your eyes.
Okay. So you're putting butt plugs on your face.
Yes, but face butt plugs.
Right.
But the Sleep Crown is, just give my internet a minute, mm-hmm. it's $168.
Wow.
And their body pillow is $340. Right. Oh, I bet it's so nice, though.
I bet it
is. If you're wealthy, get one.
Yeah.
Truly get one. And I know they sponsor Add to Cart because I've heard Cool Up and Suchin do ads. So use their code, get you a little discount. Get you one, honey.
Very smart. Get you one. Yeah. I mean, that's the way to do it is a discount.
Oh, yeah. But even it's like literally $10 off or something.
Okay. Last of my last is pedicure manicures. I have been into pedicure manicures no color lately.
Oh, yes. Like a natch nail.
I'm a natch nail.
Yeah.
It's weird. I've never been this way, but I've just been enjoying this one. There's some dirt in there.
Yeah.
But in general, I really have been taking care of myself in that department. And then a body scrub, like a good body scrub to just sloth off the dead skin.
Yes.
And that's my self-care. And I feel like a gem.
Yes.
Like I feel like
polished gem.
Polished gem. And my brightening cream's been working really well. And we had 18 months where I didn't really need to put any of that to work.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's back on the ocean, hun.
She's back on that osh.
It's time for the osh.
Slinging the jokes in the osh.
Slinging them jokes on the osh.
Da 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 da. Okay, JC, tell us where we can find you.
Thank you.
People are going to want to see you perform. We're going to want to get on this ship. Mm-hmm. What are we doing?
Absolutely. So my website, www.jccoakley.com.
We love a website.
Love a website.
We love a branding.
Always up to date.
Are you the only JC Coakley?
In the world.
That's
sick.
That's legendary.
Yeah.
Yes.
Actually, funny you should say that. I was at the Pittsburgh airport and my name was called over the loudspeaker.
Yeah.
And it said, JC Coakley, the flight to New York is leaving. I was on my way to Texas.
And you were like, what?
And I stopped and I called and I went, I just want to flag that my name was called over the speaker. And she was like, you think you're the only one that has that name? And I went, like, yeah.
Yeah, I am.
There's literally
I've
no one
I've done research.
Yeah. And I was like, can you just transfer me over to that department? She's like, we don't know how to transfer. And I was like, okay, so my doppelganger is currently getting away.
I want to see.
Nope. She would literally was like, I was like, well, at least tell them that I'm not going to New York.
Yeah.
And she's like, you really think you're the only JC Coakley? And I was like, I really think.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Have you looked?
Everywhere.
You've gone on Facebook?
Yeah, there's like a Beth Coccoli who's in like Naples, Italy.
Yeah.
And then I've checked like Ancestry.com for any other JCs. There's a Pedro Coakley.
Yeah.
There's a Pascal Coakley.
Oh.
All in Italy.
Oh.
So no.
Yeah.
There's no one. And whoever that was from Pittsburgh to New York, JC Coakley was there at the Pittsburgh airport going to New York.
I wonder if they made a mistake and it was really like AC Coakley or JB Coakley.
I heard it.
Plain as day.
Inside the restroom.
Yeah.
I was all zipped up. I was all towelled and I was like adjusting and they have it right there.
Yeah.
If you're late for your flight. And it was
like oh my
JC Coakley, the Delta flight to New York City is leaving now. Please board the plane. JC Coakley, please board the plane. And I was like, I'm not going to New York City.
Yeah.
I thought Carnival messed up.
Yeah, yeah. And spot you the wrong ticket or something.
But no, they didn't. Or I have a doppelganger and she's around.
Well, I hope someday we crack this case.
Thank you. So that's
if I get a call, hey, I'm JC Coakley, I want to come on Nash Street, I'm gonna be like, where were you headed on that day in the airport? I need to figure out who is this.
Give me that alibi, honey.
Yes.
I will be on the high seas October 23rd through November 6th on Carnival Cruise Vista.
Okay.
The ship Vista. I'll be headed down the Gulf of Mexico all the way towards the southern panel. And then I will be zipping on back and I will land right at Scorpio season, which I am elated about.
Yes.
Yes.
It's a big year for us.
Da-na-na-na.
We love a Scorpio. I'm a triple Scorpio.
How do you know if you're a triple?
You have to go on and do your chart. And you have to know the time you were born and the year. And it will tell you your moon, your rising, your sun.
Okay. I feel like my mom's told me I was born at 11:52 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then she also told me I weighed 11 pounds, 5 ounces. And I'm like, hold on.
Wow.
I just need to see my... I was hefty.
Hefty little baby.
But so I need to see some proof.
Yeah.
So then I'll be able to do my chart proper.
Find your birth certificate.
I'm going to find my birth certificate.
It will have your weight.
Yeah.
I believe.
Okay. Because it sounds like I was a little chubby.
I was 8 lbs even.
Wow.
A good healthy weight.
Nice Texas fucking turkey coming out.
Yeah. Corn, ham. Probably beer.
Probably beer.
Probably.
Senior parents.
The 80s, you know?
Yeah.
We do what we got to do.
Yeah. But you look great now.
We love a tiny baby. We love a hefty baby.
Right.
We love all healthy, beautiful babies here on Nash Street.
Absolutely. Especially in Texas. They love babies.
We love a good GMO corn-fed baby. Well, I'm thrilled for you.
Thank you.
I would like to say that I'm going to come join you on the cruise, but I probably won't.
I would never want that for you.
Yeah.
No. It's made for me and me alone.
Yes.
Yeah.
And thank you for coming back on Nash Street and coming into my home.
I just am so proud of you, but also like... You're just such a great creator and an actual, like, thoughtful executive producer, I would say.
Oh, thank you.
And it's just really great to work with you.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I laugh usually all the time when I'm here. And I'm not sad that my dog took a poop anymore.
First of all, it was the smallest little shrivel of a poop.
You'll be happy to know she eats really healthy.
Yeah.
So if you want to keep the poop and just like let Chooch smell it.
We'll probably just throw it in the yard.
Okay, yeah.
You know, fertilize everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So pay it no more mind that dog pooped on the rug. It's not a problem.
Okay, great.
If she had diarrhea-ed loose all over something expensive, that would maybe have been a problem.
Right.
But it was a tiny little full little substantial pellet.
And she was outside for so long.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Fine.
I'm thrilled and I'm going to glow up and I'm going to grow my hair out.
Yeah, with your new winged product.
And I just want to say to all of the Natch Butte fans, like, you guys are very loyal and I appreciate that you keep coming back and giving Jackie that hot ass lip.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm really appreciative of the honeys for coming to Natch Butte all the time.
Yeah, the honeys.
Yeah, the honeys.
That's what I love you calling them. It's best.
That's what they are.
I mean, that's true.
They are the honeys.
What are you up to, actually? What do you got going on?
In life?
Like, next.
I'm working on something.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
sneaky little sneaker.
I'm working on something that you're gonna love.
Really?
I'm working on a live project.
Of course you are.
That I'm hoping to get on its feet sometime.
Great.
And I'm honestly a cardboard manager. All day long, I get boxes in the mail. I'm redoing the house, and yep. I tear the boxes up, put them away, mm-hmm. put them on the curb. I am a cardboard manager. That is my full-time job at the moment. Yeah. I'm hoping the cardboard manager position won't last much longer.
Sure.
But it is consuming a lot of my time.
Yeah, honestly, when I get packages, I've started to click the like Amazon Prime, just put it all in one yes. box thing. Like,
yes.
I also have to cardboard manage.
Yes.
It's a lot.
No, well, we went from a little tiny apartment to a, it's not a giant house, but there's a lot of rooms considering where we came from, a tiny little apartment. So we had to buy a lot of furniture.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it all comes in boxes.
It does.
And there have been a lot of cardboard
I can only
moments.
Imagine.
Yeah. Ben gets very stressed out right. by the cardboard management.
I would too.
It's a full-time gig for us both.
Right.
So those are the two things going on in my life.
Wow, it's really good to catch up with you.
I'm working on a live immersive experience and a cardboard manager.
Amazing. Honestly, I wouldn't have expected anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah. You seem like you're really thriving. Maybe you deserve that coffee cup.
Somebody's going to get it someday, and it's going to be...
No one's going to get this.
You don't think anyone's going to feel it and say they want that?
No one's going to dip into this bag and say, I need a coffee cup.
Because you're on Natch Butte. You want a product.
You want a product. You're not here to
Should
sip
I take
shit.
It out?
It's funny.
I honestly
to keep it
just
in.
Put it in today. I just put it in today because at some point someone's going to get something not as fun.
It needs to stay because I think it's a great talking piece.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But like for sure, if anybody grabs it, I'd be very surprised.
Right.
But keep tabs on it.
I'm keeping tabs on it.
You might put a product in it for the next grab.
Oh, that's actually a good idea.
Trick them a bit.
Yeah, yeah. As soon as somebody picks it, I'm going to text you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you who it was.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be like, I'm in Aruba. Don't bother me with this bullshit. I hope.
I'm always in Aruba.
Yeah.
I'm in Aruba now.
Yeah.
Same. Yeah, I can't wait. Oh, I'm going to be... It's great. I'm looking forward to it. Every 2 weeks in a different island.
Perfect. We could do an entire episode just on the cruise ship because I'm sure there are many stories and moments, but we have to go.
We have to.
I can't keep you much longer.
No.
You're a busy woman.
I'm going to Ojai.
You're going to... Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm going to Ojai tonight. And by the way, the spa that's on the cruise ships is top of the line. Like we have Vietnamese women, Taiwanese women that give the massages, the skincare. It's like...
Do you
Sick.
Get free all that?
Free all.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. It's the dopest.
I'm signing up.
The mineral pool that I go in and I like dip in sauna steam. Then I go out and I get the microdermabrasia. It's great.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I like show up in an island all looking good.
You're selling this.
I know.
Do you ever, last question. Do you ever swipe the apps in these countries? Do you ever meet up with anybody? You meet a little, got one on every port kind of situation.
Hilarious. It depends. Like pre-COVID, I was swiping for some honeys.
Yeah, yeah,
because
yeah.
like you ain't going to land me in St. Lucia Island and not expect me to pick up some chocolate.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's a gorge place for like Caribbean
yes.
men. So yeah, but now it's post-COVID and we need to make sure that we keep all hands on deck. And
all sanitized hands on deck.
All sanitized, washed hands on deck. So mommy's trying to just write right now and not focus, like not let the clitoris do the talking.
Yep.
Mommy's just letting the mouth do the talking.
Yeah.
I am right now, like, I have a couple in different ports just as is. The one cruise that I really like is like the Nordic cruise. Mm-hmm. And I have a hottie McTottie over there.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a chef.
With blonde pubes.
So blonde.
Yeah.
Blonde, beautiful.
Pubes.
Oh, like gorgeous pubes. Yeah. And so we're not sailing there for a little bit. So it's kind of a bummer. But he keeps being like, I would love to go on the cruise with you. And I was like, I would love for you to be on the cruise. You wouldn't even fit in the bed. Like, we'd have to get your dick a whole new room.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm going to end with this.
Thanks.
My friend that I went to high school with, her boyfriend was from Norway. And yes, they're all beautiful over there. We were having dinner at my house with my father. And she mentioned that her boyfriend was Norwegian. And my dad goes, hey, I got a question.
No.
Is his hair... blonde down there.
Stop it.
You know, down there. And she was like, yeah. And he's like, I heard those people got real blonde hair down there.
Oh.
Now, this is something I had personally never thought of.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, they're real blondes. What a concept, right? They're real blondes. So even the men's pubes are very blonde. Just something for everybody to think about. Because this is something, as a dark-haired human... I thought all pubes were black or brown. I didn't realize.
No, blonde pubes.
Yeah, yeah.
The fact that your dad was wondering.
Yeah. Interesting, huh?
God, I love that man.
Yeah.
God, I love that man. He's like, that's what he's been thinking about.
Yeah, that he had to clear that up. Yeah. He had to clear that up.
He wasn't going to Google.
Yeah.
He needed to know.
I maybe he did. Maybe he had to get some on the ground intel. I don't know.
Down there.
He was like, you know, down there. I'm like, we got it, Dad. We got it.
He's like,
oh. No, but do you get what I'm saying? Do you understand? I mean, south of the border.
You're like, all right, Papa.
Yeah. Oh, God. It gets too much.
Oh, God.
Okay. I'm getting you out of here. Yeah. Thank you, JC, for coming back.
I'm so happy.
Everybody, you deserve to be happy. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Oh, I got to play my outro music. Yeah. Honey, we're a full operation here.
I can't believe this clown show.
We do an instrumental at the end. You deserve to be happy. Yeah, I'm talking to you. And don't forget to cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh. JC, you cream your neck?
I creamed that neck, baby.
That's right. Have you always creamed your neck?
Yeah, I started to whenever I started to see like lines going into it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We call that preventative care. Yeah. Yes, honey.